And now, fresh off the streets of Falls Creek, it's Tim Britton's Your Home.
That's fresh. We're fresh off the streets. Good morning, Du Bois. Talk about walking into the studio, sitting on a construction site over on 219 there. It is the season to be stopped about twice unexpectedly getting through Du Bois, so I'm not complaining. I mean, our roads around here are nice, and they're fixing up the bridges and stuff like that. This morning, I got Dave Merriman. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
Real good. That's why I left earlier this morning, because of the construction on I-80.
Construction on 80, and it's definitely there. I mean, if I've been stuck in it, I don't take 80 anymore. If you're going to Clearfield or something, jump on 322, because it'll hold you up. Been stuck on 80 there, Greer?
I went out to Ohio, actually, Sunday morning, and you can sure tell when you hit the Ohio line, they're not doing as much to their roads.
The Ohio, yeah, stop. So we're not complaining, but it's tough. It just changes things a little bit. A few morning announcements, and good morning, Du Bois, and good morning, Punxsutawney. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. I got a guest from Tri-State Door, Dave Merriman, and we're going to talk about garage doors. And garages have been a huge topic for us. We have built more garages this year per time frame. I mean, here we are in the middle of June or getting towards the end of June, but we've built more garages and sold more doors and outdoor projects than ever before. I mean, it's like a banner year, so that's good. We have a few more to do.
That's excellent. Get the economy going.
It is getting the economy going. There's no recession in Tim Britton's world. I like that. Sometimes I don't know if I can figure it out, but I definitely like it. A few quick announcements. Snapstone Flooring, who was on our show, I think, 2 weeks ago, they're still giving away four, and I think it was 25 or 30 square foot with grout, to clarify that. So everything you need to do to put in that's a porcelain tile floor, do-it-yourself type project, real easy. We've given some demonstrations. We can install it for you, but the materials to get the job done, it's being given away. You need to sign up at our store or office at Hometown Building Supply, Tim Britton Construction Services on Main Street in Falls Creek. You can send it to 109 Main Street, Falls Creek, PA 15840. Send us a postcard, something to drop in a can, a little note, anything. We'll make sure you enter your name, a little can sitting right there in the counter. Let's see, four of those. We're building a lot of porches and roofs. That's a kind of common thing. And we're also helping sponsor a one-by-one golf tournament to Jamaica, fifth annual Jamaican golf tournament. The registration, I think there was still room for a team. It was it's this Friday at Beechwoods at noon. If you need information, call Pastor Dan Smith at Tri-County Church, 371-0727. So it'd be Pastor Dan, 371-0727. If you're interested in helping out or maybe entering a team in the annual golf tournament. Good morning, Mom. The cat is in safely. Can't wait to go golfing. Dave, do you golf?
Yes, I do. One Father's Day, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you? Good. You have a good Father's Day?
Yes, I did.
It was nice out, wasn't it? Finally.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the day without rain.
Saturday, you needed an arc.
You needed an arc on Saturday.
Yeah, but Sunday ended up being a real beautiful day.
Yeah.
And that's for golf with your family. Son.
I didn't go golfing. It was with some family, so it was a great day, have a little picnic and stuff, but I didn't make it golfing. I have that on my agenda, though, for a couple times this week, including this little golf tournament. So do you like doing the tournament thing? I mean, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It is fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Love playing scrambles.
It's easy. It takes the pressure off. Everybody has a good time. Everything's funny, usually. As long as there's one in the fairway somewhere, everything's funny. Everything else is funny.
It's fun to golf with guys who don't golf that much, and they look like a propeller out there swinging a golf club.
I resemble that remark, okay?
That would be me as well.
Okay, this is the Tim Britton Golf Show this morning, and you know, doors, and we've been selling Tri-State's doors for a long time. How long have you been representing?
23 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
23 years.
You probably remember our grand opening and stuff. Do you remember? We had a big tent sale. I know you were down.
I think I was a truck driver at the time.
Oh, were you? Okay. Yeah. You might have been.
Now
that you're bringing me back in time. And that was, I don't know, it was early 90s in that. And I can remember we had a big thing. But Tri-State Door was a big part of it, too. It was fun. It was fun. We were giving away doors. I don't know if we're giving anything away today.
Yeah, we are giving things away today.
Are we? What are we giving away?
We have a $50 gift certificate.
Towards a door?
Towards any door, a garage door opener.
Okay, that's
anything
cool.
You want to use it for.
That works. How are we giving it to them? You want to send a postcard and draw it out of the hat or what?
send in a business call in.
Maybe if we get Gary, we'll do a call in.
Call in, trivia question?
Yep. Do you have a trivia question? We'll see if we can't take care of this. We might take a call in. We'll take like our second caller or something like that.
That sounds like a winner.
Get ready. We're going to do a call in here. If we get an engineer back in the studio, they're here somewhere. So we're looking to give away a $50 certificate towards a garage door. That's awesome. That's awesome. And we've been putting in a lot of garage doors. I think we've been talking about garages, and that kind of comes up too. And what brand name do you want to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about Clopay.
Okay, good. I'd rather that's the one I'm probably most familiar with too, and I like to talk about Clopay. High-end stuff, low-end stuff.
Got it all. Like, you've got more choices than you would
I know. That's amazing to me. Where do you want to be today, too? So, you know, and we can compete. And sorry about, you know, the big box stores, but we're competing on the typical steel-insulated garage doors with the big box. We're very competitive. We do offer an installation available. We do the field measuring. We can take care of everything. If the door needs new trim, jams, weather stripping, those are important parts.
Some people
think you get a door and... is that stuff included or is it not included? So it takes a carpenter to be able to figure that out, and we just happen to have a few dozen of those around. So, but it works though, that because we can look at it and assess get the right size, the right time, the right door,
and people can choose. Budget dictates everything. So yeah. you can, it's all how much you want to spend. You can go from a few hundred dollars up to several thousand.
You guys have. I like the different series too. Between the value plus, and the premium. I mean, just moving into a steel garage door. Your basic. Those are my bread and butter doors. We like the value plus. You're getting an insulated steel door. They're getting a decent warranty with it. So you want to start at the bottom and go to the top.
Start at the bottom, go to the top.
Let's do that.
Your garage door, believe it or not, covers up to 30% of the frontage of your home.
That, every day, in front of my house.
It's just, up to 30%.
Yep.
And a new garage door can increase the value of your home by 4%.
That's a big number.
Believe it or not, now Clopay offers many efficient garage doors that qualify for the federal energy tax credit.
Yep.
So if you go online to www.clopay.com, they'll give you a list of doors that qualify for that tax credit.
And we have that information too. We make sure everybody's getting a separate receipt, even if we're installing it for your door, that you would give it to the accountant. You know, and here's what we did. Do they have an Energy Star rating, or is it just a qualified product?
That's an Energy Star rating.
Star rating.
To their website, they can give you a complete list. We only have a half an hour. I don't think I could run them all down.
But we do have qualifying doors, so we can get that.
Oh, you sure can.
Okay. So that's something to remember, too. The government's giving back money on, you know, home improvement projects, upgrades on things, and insulated garage doors. And we have had past shows. We've talked about windows already, and we've talked about doors already. So
your window designs are...
your window designs and your doors, which we just put in a series. I think there were three of them in one of the recent builders' garage, but they look cool. The windows kind of make.
Yeah, so you have an acrylic, you have a wrought iron look.
Yeah.
You can get the inserts from a different sunburst.
Yep.
You get acrylic, you can get stained glass, you get tempered glass, you get obscured glass. It just,
you know, we have front doors out there for $3,000, and then I do see homes with these. You know, $250 garage doors.
Oh, yeah. So, I never could
think about it. Yeah, and next to it's a $3,000 front door and a beautiful, you know, beautiful home. And
$300,000 home with a $200 garage door on. You know, it's like a $5 doorknob and a $3,000 door. So
actually, I know a house, and you probably know who I'm talking about if you're listening this morning. But she needs a repair.
Okay. Repair.
Yeah, I can fix that. I'm gonna go over there with the old leaf spring too. And so we're not only looking at Where's your budget, where you want to be, but we're looking at the aesthetics of the house. We can get these doors in colors, and then I want to get into some of your high-end, your inspirations books.
There are several colors.
Talk about colors.
Color. There's lots of colors available.
Yep.
You got from a white to a brown to a chocolate brown to a sand tone to an almond to a hunter green to a desert tan. That's new.
All maintenance free. I think that's really cool.
And Clopay is the only garage door that has a good seal. Good housekeeping seal of approval.
Okay.
Hopefully that goes far. But if you start your loan, like I said, budget dictates everything.
Sure. It does. And that's one of the questions, too, that we want to – where do you want to be today? You watch that chair. You're in a trick chair here. I know. We usually do that. I usually don't do that until we're about 20 minutes into the show, but you got it a little bit early there. You had to fall down. Okay. So you were out drinking last night?
No.
Okay. I'm
kidding. Not when we drive for a little.
That's right. You are – but you take great care of us. You stop in a little town of Falls Creek and check us out, I mean, when we need you. I like I like having our literature is up to date. Our pricing is up to date, too. I think that helps us pump outdoors so that we know what we're talking about. We have everybody trained in there.
Service sells.
Yeah, it does. And, and we can answer the questions. We're making sure you get the right door to fit the right opening, because you can go by a door and it can really ruin your weekend.
Yes,
okay. I can. Yeah, I went out and I bought a door. Yes, it was on sale. It was $350, and you have a terrible weekend. Really,
yeah, you can have a bad weekend and all that stuff. That's why it's always good to get a professional. And if you can't, if not replacing your garage door is in the budget, you can go out and look yours over. You can always use a little maintenance and all that. That's what you call professionals such as Tim.
Yep.
To adjust that spring, makes your opener last longer. Check the tension on your opener, about the reversing mechanism.
Yep.
You can
door seal,
perimeter seal, all those little things
And that's huge, too. Even if you have an unconditioned garage, there's a lot of those in this area where they don't have heat in the garage or anything like that. And if you do have heat in the garage, you're still going to get a tremendous energy waste. But the weather stripping around the door, real easy to do, couple-hour project. We're putting on a lot of vinyl weather stripping. Simple little thing like that, but people let the air blow in their garage. And if their garage is cold, it's going to leak into their house and I don't know, so on and so forth. Anytime you can get rid of the air whistling through the house, you know, you want to
keeps
get
out the little chipmunks too.
Chipmunks are tough.
Yeah, keep the door seal on the bottom of your door. Yeah. It doesn't
if
take
you
much
see daylight around your door, that can be fixed.
That can be fixed
if you see daylight around your door. So it's that easy. Good morning, Du Bois. Good morning, Punxsutawney. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. Dave Merriman, good friend of mine. I've known him since he was a truck driver. You know, I like that with Tri-State Door, though. In fact, I think I remember talking to you about that. I said, you do everything, and you said pretty much. But yeah,
I've done pretty much everything.
Yeah, a small, aggressive wholesaling company that just is taking care of Western Pennsylvania and doors. Mm-hmm. And you guys have a lot of big accounts. I really do appreciate your service to us. I mean, we're maybe one of your smaller accounts, but we appreciate it.
To me, everybody matters. Well, I mean, like I said, service sells, and that's how we make our living. And so we pride ourselves on service. It's important to make people happy.
Yep. And if there's a problem, we're there to take care of it. I think I have an advantage. The fact that I do have some installers and I am a carpenter and I can make sure that the right door fits the right hole. And it's not that easy. They just assume things. The clearance on the door is a key issue, too. How far is it from the floor to the bottom of the rafters or to the ceiling in the garage?
Yeah, headroom's important, too.
Yep.
I said you can ruin your weekend. You go buy a door like that and find out, hey, this is not going to fit.
I know.
You're really going to be upset.
I know. We spent $350, and then we had to another $600 in tolls to put it up. And
I tore my old door out, and now I got a big old hole right there.
We get those calls. Usually, those are Monday morning phone calls. Yeah, we get those. We have one client of mine that tore out her wall. She wanted to enlarge her kitchen, but she wasn't thinking about things like whether it was weight bearing or not, and it was, and whether what to do with the receptacles in their wall. But she just thought, hey, I'll just open this wall up, patch the floor, no problem. We got that call in a panic. Her husband's going, can you fix it? She tore the wall. I went to work and she tore the wall out, though.
So, just trying to help.
Can you fix it?
Can you fix it?
And is it dangerous? And is the house going to fall down? Well, house won't fall down, but we can fix it. So we help people out.
Well, that brings another point. For older garages, for instance, you know, they have a tendency to sag to either side a little bit.
Yep.
Well, I think we all get like that when we get older ourselves.
Sag, that's God's gift.
Even that, little things like that are important because
if
you stick a raised panel garage door or something like that, the door has to sit level to work properly.
Yep.
And it actually, when the door's up, it looks like it's sitting crooked.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend a flush door.
Yep.
Just has a nice wood grain texture to it.
You're taking away the lines because you do have to start with the door being level or straight across the bottom.
And
it comes up. The door's a square, or a rectangle object.
That upsets a lot of people, and they see that, hey, you hung my door crooked. No.
No. Again, a carpenter, would see that, and we can we can pinpoint, hey, you have a problem here, or this is how it's going to be, or this is how we can fix that. So sometimes you do need something like that. And in the door adjustment, we have a thing called, we do a little handyman business, and we have some great clients out there. We've met some great people, but we don't mind coming out and we can adjust the door. Real simple billing system. We keep it simple. I look as many of these measuring as many of these little problems as I can, but if not, we have some great people on staff.
So I highly recommend a professional such as yourself,
yep,
because doors can be very dangerous.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, fingers and...
It's a shame. You do have a spring that's picking up this door.
Okay. Yeah, it's just like a loaded gun, actually.
You know, and people worry about, is a steel door heavy? And I said, when you get the springs adjusted on them properly...
You can lift it one finger. Right up.
Yep, that's
just goes
it.
Right up.
Yep, about, I don't know, is it 7 to 10 pounds or something like that? But the door should open and close consistently and evenly throughout its operation. That way you're not overworking a door opener.
Makes everything last longer, especially your garage door opener.
Yep. I see these old wooden doors. They're still around. I know where there's one. In fact, if that person who does listen to the show, he's listening, I know where your door is and you need a
second
door.
Second caller, get that guest.
He needs to call in. We're looking for our engineer. Really, I'm going to yell at him. So let's move up a series. Let's talk about, let's go into some of the custom cool stuff. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. And if you have any questions on this, you can call us at our office. 375-9388. We can talk about garage doors all you want. We can. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, if somebody has an initial question too, we'll send you a brochure. But if you come in, you'll get offered a cup of coffee too. You know, just,
personal service,
it
personal
is.
Touch.
It know? Is. It's a little bit different. Yeah, there's not. And although sometimes we may have two or three people at the counter, which is really cool. I mean, there is no recession in Falls Creek, PA, okay? But if we may have that, but, you know, come in. We're there to answer your questions. And I got to hand it to Sue and Adam and Nikki and Blair. They're behind the scenes, but they're all trained. They know about their products. They will answer questions. You'll get offered a glass of ice water or a cup of coffee, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You come in, we're a little bit different, but I think that we're trained and knowledgeable enough that we're going to get your questions answered for you. High end. Let's clean
high
the
end.
High end stuff.
I mean, we have your typical Reese panel, but at the same time, people can get that same look with a gallery look. Then you still get the coachman look, the carriage house look. Some doors you can get insulated, non-insulated, with windows, without windows. You can add decorative hardware to them, which makes the door look outstanding. And you can still be within a budget.
You know, you said about the carriage door look. Mm-hmm. That's a cool look.
That is a cool look, and they make them non-insulated right up to the top of the line, or you can make them aluminum with steel or with tempered glass in them.
Yep,
which is that's wow.
You know,
that's a few $1,000 range, but
your brochure, and this is one of the things that we can send out if we think it's a higher end of the front of their house. But like your Advanti collection and Reserve collection, these
doors.
Yeah, these doors are being shown on some high end $300,000 homes, mm-hmm. and they're shown how nice it looks and what it can do to the front of the home. I mean, this is a great picture book. This
like
gives
a magazine
you ideas.
Here.
I know,
yeah,
it really
easier.
Is.
Yeah, I could talk about this all day, but you know, to actually see them, I'm talking about a gallery and a coachman and people are, oh, what's that? You know, that's the carriage house look. And there's so many design
yep.
options. And
yep.
if you still like your wood doors, Clopay makes a complete line of wood doors, the
yep.
Reserve collection. You can get it in so many different woods and designs.
I like it. This mm-hmm. is, and this brochure does cover the full gamut. It
covers the full thing.
Window options. You have your Value Plus, which is mostly what we're selling, your steel door. It does talk clear down to the Value Series. We're selling more Value Plus probably than anything. Middle range, typical, steel, maintenance-free, insulated door. Gary, can you help us?
That's what people
are you
like.
There?
Maintenance-free.
So we want to, 371-1420?
How about 372-1420?
How could I not know that?
I'm old. Well,
I'm old. Is it Tuesday morning? 372-1420.
372-1420.
We're going to take the first caller? I'm going to make it easy. First person to zing in here is going to get a
make a number.
I'm going to make it easy. First person, a $50 credit towards a garage door or door opener. I'll toss it out there to installation, but we're going to give a $50 credit. It has to go to a garage door, door opener, door repair, something along that line. $50, call us. So who's listening this morning? 372-1420.
$50 just for calling.
I know. That's easy.
I bought a garage door opener, the little clicker thing yesterday. I could have got one of those with that.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do those.
They're so tiny now.
It is
they
nice.
Are.
I'm going to lose it.
They make it fit on your key ring. And
I'm going to lose it.
So your wood doors are real wood?
They're real wood. Yes, okay. They are. They could be hemlock. They can be cedar.
Okay.
They're the whole fir, redwoods, They got them all.
Okay.
I said, the best way to do this, if you go to the Clopay website at www.clopay.com,
good.
You can upload a picture of your home.
Okay.
And you can take all these door options and you can stick it right on. Hey, what's it? It's just like a dressing room.
Yep. I got to try
that. You
see
what it's
going to
look like. And the colors.
I got to try
so
that.
So many different colors, panel designs, window options, and
Clopay.com, C-L-O-P-A-Y, Clopay.com, 372-1420. Call us for $50. You can give this
Everyone
away.
Assumes that someone already called, so no one calls.
Is that it?
I never use caller
we haven't, one. We haven't been doing a lot of call-ins in the last couple of shows, too.
So no one has called, 372-1420. Hey, Tim, why have your attention? I'm getting locked up for muscular dystrophy today.
This is not, good. Hopefully they keep you for years.
That's how you do it.
Hopefully they keep them for years.
What's your donation for my bail money?
We'll talk. Hopefully they just keep you. Are they locking you up? Where are they doing
11
that?
11 o'clock. At? Luigi's.
Are they doing it at Luigi's? That's a good place to be locked up. If you know, I had a dream that I was locked in Luigi's and I had to eat all the pasta to get out.
So. What a dream.
I know. They're pasta with meat sauce. They're stuffed hot peppers. I mean, that.
Ooh, I cleared the phone line now. So the first, there it is right there.
You cleared
See,
it.
See, I had to clear it. And
good
we got,
morning.
How are you today?
Yep. Good. How about you?
Go ahead and talk to
him. Can you use a garage door part opener?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
What's your first name?
Ed.
Ed?
Yes.
And you need to stop down and see.
Yep, you get $50.
$50.
$50.
Towards a door or an opener.
Is that a good deal?
Sounds good.
Does that sound good? Thanks, Ed, for calling. You know where we are right there on Main Street in False Creek?
I'll try to find it, you know, before I blink.
Okay. Before he blinks.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Ed, for calling.
And if you still want to get a wood door, but you don't want the maintenance of the wood, Clopay also makes steel doors with a look of wood.
Okay.
Complete line of those as well.
Okay.
See, there's something for everybody, for every budget, for just about every look you can imagine.
I like it. I like it too. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton, and today we're talking about Clopay garage doors. Mm-hmm. And you know, this brochure, this is awesome. I mean, some of the houses in here, they have everything from countries to Victorians, ultra contemporary, like stucco finishes on these doors, and they have the look, and they have the different styles and the different exteriors and different finish materials, colors available. How about warranties? I mean, it does go up if you're moving from the Value Plus up. But what type of warranty are they offering? Like,
they range from 15 years up to a lifetime.
Lifetime. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a long time. Okay.
I guess rust through and fading.
Okay. How about springs hardware issue with that? Is there a limited
warranty?
No,
there's a limited warranty on the spring and the hardware. At least 1 year on the hardware and 2 years on the spring.
Okay. That's not bad. I think of it.
And they're galvanized now, so they last 50% longer.
Okay. That makes sense, too. Different springs that are available, too. We can get these doors with torsion or regular spring.
Or extension spring.
Or extension spring. Yep. And so the extension spring is the spring that usually goes like along the track, for those of you who aren't familiar. A little more noise when they're opening, closing. I'm recommending more of the torsion springs that are hung above the door. You can't see them.
You can pick the door up from anywhere. An extension spring door, you have to pick it up right in the center, because if you pick it up on the corners, it kicks the cables off and it kicks the roller out, and then you're unhappy again.
Yep. So. And the one I know needs repaired needs an extension spring, too. We just might have one of them. I have to find it. I might have to order a part from you before I leave you today, too. So thanks, Ed, for calling in, by the way. Ed got a call in here. Stop in our store. You get $50 off a garage door purchase. I know an Ed.
I know a lot of Ed.
A slew of doors, too. So.
A slew of doors.
A slew of doors.
Remember that these also qualify for the federal tax.
Yep.
Y'all ready to go look on www.clopay.com and get the complete list? And
are they looking at they'd have to buy Value Plus or better to get that?
Value Plus or better.
I think it's
better than Value Plus.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to look at it myself. So.
Okay. Right. So the Value Series doors, uninsulated. There is an affordable door if you just need a new garage door. But some of this...
the Value Series Plus are excellent doors.
Yep, they are.
Excellent.
And they're a few notches up, and they're a few more pennies, but it's really worth it. It's really worth it, too. And there's really no end.
Like me, all I want to do it once.
Hey, you need
it.
Yeah, if you need a garage or a garage door, you know, let us know. Don't forget, if you have any questions about anything on the show, from our one-by-one to Jamaica golf tournament that we were talking about earlier, looking at doing a building a garage or something.
Fun.
One-by-one golf tournament. It's not to Jamaica. It's the benefit. One-by-one to Jamaica. Sorry about that. Which is missions, which helps people in Harmons and Jamaica. So, but that's this Friday. I'm looking forward. It's supposed to be nice out, too, if we miss the rain, between the raindrops. Looking forward to that. But lots of benefits to the garage. Lots of benefits to having a great door. That's what life's all about. Hit the button, open the door, pull your vehicle in, out of the weather, and walk in the house.
I finally found out why you can't open your neighbor's garage door with your door open. The odds of having the same on-off combination with 8 or 10 digits is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
What is it? One in a million.
One in a billion.
It's up there, too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a problem. A lot of those come factory set. You have about a 50-50 chance, so you do need to change your door opener whenever you get it. Tip of the day, change your door opener. Thanks again, Ed, for calling us. You were listening to Your Home. Did you have fun doing this, Dave?
Yes, I did. I always do.
I want you to this is something we need to do about twice a year, too, because I think right before winter, people are thinking about garages, and I think the scraping in the snow we had last year, it's that time. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to my
show. Thanks for having me on, Tim.
Tim Britton, and Your Home will be on next Tuesday morning. I'll talk to everybody at 9:06. Everybody have a great week, and God bless you and your home.